Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello, my name is Curtis Jackson, and today I'm going to introduce you to an app called Catch 52. It is an iOS card game app. It's 99 cents on the App Store, and it is made by Norman Pettis. What you do in this game is 52 cards fall. It will tell you which cards to catch and which cards to reject. You tap the left-hand side of the screen to reject cards and the right-hand side to catch cards. You can get a higher score if you wait as long as you can to catch the cards that you need, and you reject as quickly as you can the cards that you don't need to catch. When the cards get halfway down the screen, they will make a bomb dropping noise. You get 3 lives. If you miss cards that you're supposed to catch 3 times, the game is over. This is a self-voicing game, so once you start the game, you can turn voiceover off. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a game, let you guys hear the instructions, and show you how it works. So I'm going to go into my app switcher and start the game.
App switcher, catch 52. Catch 52, start, dimmed, button. Voiceover off.
Catch 52, does not use voiceover. It is played by tapping the right half of the screen to catch falling cards of either the spoken suit or picture cards, and tapping the left half of the screen to reject all the other cards. Cards fall at randomized speeds. The beeps signal falling cards and the dropping bomb sound is played when a card reaches halfway down the screen. Score can be maximized by rejecting the offsuit cards quickly and waiting as long as possible to catch the correct cards. 1 life is subtracted for each card missed. After 3 misses, the game ends. Before tapping the top left button to start the game, turn voice over off. Tap the top right button to get instructions or to use the game center. A single 2-finger tap will stop the instructions. A double 2-finger tap will replay the instructions. And a triple 2-finger tap will change the difficulty.
Okay, and you have 3 levels of difficulty. You have the entry level, the normal, the advanced, and lightning. So actually that's 4 levels of difficulty. Right now, I'm on the entry level. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tap the top left corner of the screen to start a game.
Tap the right half of the screen to catch all of the picture cards, and tap the left half of the screen to reject all others. Get ready. Go. 9, 5, 7, 4, ace, 4, 7, 3, king. Jack, 6, 9, 10, 5, queen, 2, queen, king. Jack, 7, 8, king, jack. Jack, 2, 9, 2, 10, 6, 10, 8, 2, 9, 10, 3, 8, ace, 7, 6, queen, 5, 3, 3, 8. Queen, 6, 4, 4, 5, king. Ace. Game over. Congratulations, you got them all. 5,000 bonus points have been awarded for your performance. Your final score is 50,402 points. You played the picture cards game on entry level difficulty, and you caught 12 cards, rejected 40 cards, and missed 0 cards during your game. To play again, swipe up and press the start button, or tap the left or right side of the screen to check Game Center.
And with Game Center, you can challenge friends, and you guys can try to beat each other's high score. You can view the leaderboard. You can view achievements. You can rate the game and all that kind of stuff. And the higher your difficulty level, the higher your score can be, and the quicker the cards drop. So, for example, if you were on the lightning level, you'd really have to be on your toes. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to tap on the left side of the screen and just kind of show you what it looks like when you look at the Game Center feature. So I'm going to tap the left side of the screen, turn VoiceOver back on.
VoiceOver on. Done. Button.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go all the way to the left side of the screen.
Done. Cache 52. Heading.
And I'm going to flick to the right.
Done. Button.
That's the done button.
Game rating. 0 stars. Adjustable.
The game rating where you can rate the game.
Tap to rate this game. No challenges.
No challenges mean I don't have any friends challenging me.
Receive challenges from friends to beat their scores or in achievements. Challenge friends by tapping on scores or achievements.
Okay. And that's all we have, so I'm going to go back to the left and go to the done button and show you the...
No tap to game rating. Zip done. Button. Done. Cache 52. View leaderboard. Button.
Okay, view leaderboard.
View achievements. Button.
View achievements.
Your final score equals 50,402.
And it tells you your score.
Return to game. Button.
And you can return to game.
Your final view leaderboard.
Now I'm going to flick back to the left and I'm going to go to the leaderboard and just show you some
game
of the scores.
Game service. Cache 52. Heading. Done. But game rating. 0 stars. Tap to raid this game. No challenges. Receive challenges from friends to beat their score. No challenge. Tap to raid this game rating. Done. Button. Cache 52. Done. Button. Done. Cache 52. View achievements. Button. View leaderboard. Button. Game Center UI service. Cache 52. Done. Button. Game rating. 0 stars. Tap to raid this game. No challenges.
And it's not going to let me do it because right now I don't have access to the internet, so I can't get on Game Center. But what it would do is it would just go through the top scores and show you from the highest to the lowest. So that is an overview of Catch 52. If you guys want to contact me, you can contact me at my email at cjackson102@cox.net. That's cjackson102@cox.net, or you can contact me on Skype at cjackson44.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.